Hello, fellow lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Corey Hollingsworth, and I am a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer simple and easy ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. And this is from a personal perspective. Today's topic is a gratitude meditation. And I'm actually going to be guiding this while I'm doing it for myself. I just had a feeling today that I needed to do another podcast episode about gratitude. And I just want to start with a basic definition of gratitude. Gratitude is the deep feeling of being thankful. So it's not just, hey, thank you. It's a really centered space of calmness that allows us to center ourselves and become calm and very conscious of the things that we are grateful for in this world. Living with lupus is not an easy task. I have 95 previous episodes of this podcast demonstrating that living with lupus is complicated. So we want to make sure that we take a moment among the chaos, among the craziness of the world, to reflect on what we're grateful for. And trust me, I know that finding a centered space and being calm and recognizing a sense of peace can be challenging. So I just happen to feel pretty good today. Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I feel pretty good, which is a nice feeling, and I'm grateful for that. So the first thing I was thinking today before I decided to share this topic is, I feel great, so how about I share that? I'm grateful for the fact that I feel I'm having a good day. And I would like to let you know that if you're not having a good day, I empathize with that completely. And if you're not having a good day, this is a great meditation series as well, because it'll center you again. At least that's the goal. So take a moment to take a few deep breaths. Make sure you're completing your breaths. A lot of us tend to breathe in a lot and we forget to breathe out. So make sure that you're breathing in and breathing out. You're taking a moment to just let your body rest and relax. And as I mentioned, I'm doing this at the same time because I kind of need to get a little bit grounded right now. So taking a deep breath in and out. Feeling your body just relax, turning off your mind. Our minds are very complicated organisms. They love to think about everything all the time. So when you feel that happening, try to refocus your attention on your breath. If it helps, close your eyes. So the first aspect that I would like to touch on during this moment is the things that you're grateful for in the physical world. And I am someone who will emphasize more times than one the importance of not limiting what you're grateful for. So in the physical world for me right now, for example, I'm grateful that my joints don't hurt right now. Okay, my shoulders hurt a little bit, but I'm going to ignore them. But I feel like I'm really grateful for right now that I don't have excessive joint pain. So physically, check in with yourself and find out something in your physical world that you're grateful for. I tend to start with my body, but you can focus on things like, I'm grateful I have a car. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful that I have awesome coworkers and a great family and beautiful friends. I'm grateful that I have clean water. Just anything that comes into your mind in the physical world that you're grateful for, feel that gratitude. Take some deep breaths and feel each thing that you're grateful for. Keep in mind that your mental being is going to want to take this apart, and that's fine as long as you limit it to just the thoughts of what you're grateful for. And if it helps, and it's not too much of a distraction, you can write the things that you're grateful for. This is not a deep meditation right now. It's just a focus meditation that allows us to feel a sense of gratitude. The next aspect, since our brain is already doing this, is focus on what you're mentally grateful for. Now, this one might be a little more challenging because you're actually thinking about what you're mentally grateful for and your brain is going, what? So I'm focusing for myself on things like my ability to think, my ability to problem solve, my ability to manage an illness that requires appointments and medications. I'm grateful that my brain can still do that. And if you're in a brain fog because you're experiencing a flare or you're just having other symptoms related to lupus, be grateful that your brain is working. Even if it's in a fog, the fact that you recognize that your brain is in a fog is actually a good sign. It means your brain is going, hey, you're not working quite right now, but it's all right. I'm still here, just not functioning at 100%. So just take a moment to think about your mental abilities and which ones you're grateful for. Just the ability to communicate is a mental activity. The ability to focus is a mental ability. The ability to consciously breathe. I'm breathing in. I'm breathing out. That's a mental ability. So those of us who live with lupus, when we have that mental brain fog nonsense, take a moment to be grateful for what your brain is still able to do. The next aspect that we get to focus on for gratitude is our emotional being. Lupus is riddled with many emotions. Some are sad, some are joyous, some are angry, some are grateful, and yes, grateful is also an emotion. It's a feeling. You feel gratitude. So take a moment to be grateful for the fact that you're able to feel. And I've mentioned this in the past, emotions are not good or bad. Emotions are just energy in motion. So there's no judgment in feeling any emotion. Just be grateful that you have the ability to feel. You have the ability to have emotion. And hopefully, we're able to express those emotions. So take a moment to feel gratitude for your ability to feel, your ability to experience emotion. And it's okay if this feeling of gratitude causes some emotions. It's okay. Take a deep breath. Honor your emotions. The next aspect to focus on when we're receiving the feeling of gratitude and acknowledging the feelings of gratitude is on the spiritual level. So have a sense of your being without your body. And I know that for some of us that might be challenging, it's tricky. But you are not your body. You live in a body. And if this goes against your faith, I apologize. And you can accept and be a part of whichever part of this you want to be, whatever spirit means to you, whatever being spiritual means to you, whatever having a soul or a spirit means to you. But it is important to remember that the body is very much influenced by our emotions and how we connect with spirit. So take a moment to acknowledge and be grateful for whatever you consider to be spirit, whether it's religion or spirituality, or just knowing that you exist on the planet as a little teeny tiny being on a big planet that's part of a bigger solar system, that's even part of a bigger universe. Just acknowledge your existence. Acknowledge the fact that you're alive. Be grateful that you're alive, even if being alive is challenging. So whenever you feel like you're having a great day, a medium day, a bad day, whatever definition you want to put on your day, remember there's always a space for gratitude and being grateful for what you have in this world and making efforts to not focus on the things that you don't have. Focus on the things that you do have and be grateful for them. I hope this exercise in gratitude helps you. I'd like to thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have two books on Amazon. The first one is Little Lupus Spirit Book, and the second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, coreyhollingsworth.wixsite.com. Please feel free to follow and share Lupus Life Podcast and send a friend request to Lupus Life Podcast on Facebook. I look forward to reconnecting with you again. Have a beautiful day and have a beautiful week.